Who is responsible for Jesus' death? Have you ever been accused of being responsible for the death of Jesus? For many, many years, our Jewish people have been called Christ killers. As a result of this accusation, Jewish people have suffered greatly. My friends, the Jews as a people are not responsible for the death of Jesus. I share with you from the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, the true answer to the question, who is responsible for the death of Jesus? The answer is found in the Word of God, the Bible, and not in church doctrine or man's thinking or teaching. Let us see the truth in the pages of the Bible. The Bible is the only authority to give us the answer to this question. If the question concerning who killed Jesus comes up in discussions, or someone makes a comment concerning our Jewish people, I trust that you will have the courage to make the truth known and to stand up for the teaching of the Word of God concerning who is responsible for the death of Jesus. We turn first to the Jewish prophet Isaiah in the Holy Scriptures, the Old Testament. One might think it strange that we turn to the writing given almost 700 years before Jesus actually lived to determine who is responsible for his death. The answer is here, in this great prophecy of this recognized Jewish prophet of Israel. I will read the 53rd chapter of the writings of Isaiah, verses 3 through 12. Listen to the word of Almighty God as I share it with you. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord God hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken, and he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, and neither was there any deceit in his mouth. Thus far in this prophecy we have a picture of the life of Jesus. Remember, this was written about 700 years before Jesus lived. We see here in this great prophecy by Isaiah that God is speaking through Isaiah, telling us that God would send one to earth who would take upon himself our sins. One would come from God and would die, and as a result of his death in providing the blood of atonement for sins, people who accepted him would be forgiven and cleansed of sin by God. This one, sent from God, would by his life here on earth prove himself to be the Messiah of Israel. He would be the one who would bear our sins. He would be brought as a lamb to the slaughter and would die. He would be taken from prison, where he would be tried, and then be cut off out of the land of the living. He dies to make atonement for the sins of all people. We know this one is Jesus the Messiah, but who is responsible for the death of Jesus? The truth in these Bible verses is that Almighty God planned the death of his Son, the Messiah, in order to provide the blood of atonement for us to be forgiven of our sins. Listen carefully as I complete the reading of these verses in Isaiah chapter 53. We read, yet it pleased the Lord God to bruise him. The word Lord here is capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, which when we translate it from the Hebrew with the vowels is Jehovah. So this verse reads, yet it pleased Jehovah to bruise him. Jehovah is the name of God used when he made his covenants with Israel and the world. God made a covenant with Abraham in Genesis 12, 1 through 3, to bless the world through Abraham's descendants. In subsequent parts of that covenant, Jehovah God said he would send his own son, the Messiah, to earth. Throughout the Holy Scriptures, we find many of the prophecies concerning this great plan of God. The culmination of that plan of God for you and for me, in order to provide atonement for us and the forgiveness of our sins, God was pleased to send the Messiah to die in our place to take the punishment that was due us. God himself in eternity past planned his way of atonement for us today. Listen again to the scriptures. Yet it pleased the Lord, Jehovah God, to bruise him, Messiah Jesus. He, God, hath put him, Messiah Jesus, to grief, when thou, God, shall make his, Messiah's soul, an offering for sin. So God would send the Messiah, permit him to die in order to provide the blood of atonement, offering for our sins so that we could be forgiven. Then the Bible says, here in Isaiah 53, he shall see his seed, he, God, shall prolong his, Messiah Jesus, days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his, Messiah Jesus, hand. The pleasure of God cannot prosper in the life of one who is dead. This verse tells us that God will give life again to the one whom he would send to die for our sins. This is the resurrection of Jesus foretold. God would raise Jesus from the dead, from the grave, and Jesus would see spiritual seed or believers who would trust him after his resurrection. Those people who would accept Jesus and put their faith in him as their Messiah from sin would become spiritual descendants of Messiah Jesus and live with him and God for all eternity in heaven after they pass from this life by death. This verse in Isaiah chapter 53 says that the days of this one, who is Jesus the Messiah, would be prolonged after death because God would raise him from the grave. Again, these verses say he, God, will see of the travail of his, Messiah Jesus' soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge, or by knowing him by faith, shall my, God's righteous servant, justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. These Bible verses are very clear in teaching us that God planned to send Messiah to earth to live as Jesus the Messiah, and then to die as the atonement for our sins so we would be forgiven. Then God would raise Jesus from the dead. The verses say that God shall see the travail of Messiah Jesus and shall be satisfied. That is, God will be satisfied with Jesus providing the blood of atonement for our sins to be forgiven. As you and I trust Jesus' blood of atonement for the cleansing of our sins will be forgiven, and we will have a right relationship to Almighty God in this life and for eternity. God, because he loves us, planned the death of Jesus that we might have forgiveness of sin through Jesus' death in our place, to pay the punishment due us for our sins. It was God's plan. I turn to another scripture in the New Covenant or New Testament, found in the book of John, The Jewish Man of God, chapter 3, verse 16, we read, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." From the eternal aspect of who is responsible for the death of Jesus, God is. From the human aspect, people are. Two groups of people called for Jesus' death and crucified him. Listen to the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures, regarding this event that happened almost 2,000 years ago. We read in John chapter 19, beginning with verse 1. "Then Pilate took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers," these were Gentile soldiers, "plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his Jesus' head. And they put on him a purple robe and said, 'Hail, King of the Jews!' And they smote him with their hands. Pilate went forth again and saith unto them, 'Behold, I bring him forth unto you, that you may know that I find no fault in him.' Then came Jesus forth, bearing the crown of thorns and a purple robe. And Pilate saith unto them, 'Behold the man.' And when the chief priests and officers," these were Jewish chief priests, "saw him, they cried out, saying, 'Crucify him, crucify him.' Pilate saith unto them, 'Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him.'" Then in verse 16 we read, "Then delivered he him, Jesus, unto them to be crucified, and they," that's the Roman Gentile soldiers, "took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they," the Gentile soldiers, "crucified him." The Gentile soldiers actually put Jesus to death on the cross. They did so upon the approval of Pilate, who was urged on by some Jewish leaders of that day. These Jewish and Gentile people really did not know whom they were putting to death, but it was all in the plan of God so that the world might have the blood of atonement that was absolutely necessary for cleansing from sin. The soldiers could never have put Jesus to death unless God had permitted it. Some of the Jewish leaders of the day could have called for Jesus to be put to death, but it would never have happened unless God had willed it. No human being could have put Messiah Jesus on the cross by human effort, because Jesus is the eternal Messiah who came in human flesh to accomplish for us our redemption from sin. From a human standpoint, both Jews and Gentiles are responsible for the death of Jesus. Finally, every one of us is responsible for Jesus going to the cross to pour out his blood in death. He died for our sins. You and I as sinners are condemned to an eternal hell if we die with unforgiven sin in our lives. The Bible says the soul that sins shall die and be cast into an eternal suffering in hell. In Psalm 9:17 we read, "The wicked sinners are turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God." Death is separation. Physical death is separation from life on this earth. Spiritual death is separation from God in heaven for all eternity. In the Bible writings of the Jewish believer and servant of God, Paul, we read in Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 11, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Messiah," or Christ, "died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man one will die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Messiah died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood," that blood that Jesus shed on the cross, "we shall be saved from wrath," that's an eternal hell, "by him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Messiah, by whom we have now received the atonement. The question today for you is not really who is responsible for the death of Jesus, but it is, what will you do with Jesus? Will you put your trust in him as the one sent from Almighty God to provide the only way of cleansing from sin that is available for us today? Do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that when you die you will go to heaven? If you can honestly say, yes, I know, because I have put my trust in Almighty God and his Holy Scriptures, and in the cleansing for sin God has provided for me in Messiah Jesus, then you have experienced true redemption. If you are not certain that you are going to heaven when you die, you can know by confessing your sins to God and asking God to forgive you, because you believe Jesus died to provide God's required blood of atonement so that we can be forgiven of all sin. Trust him today. Should you have any questions or desire additional CDs for further study about God, the Messiah, and the way to have personal peace from God, write to me, George Gruen, at P.O. Box 156, Ephrata, that's E-P-H-R-A-T-A, Pennsylvania, 17522. Visit us on the internet at www.godandjews.org. God be with you to lead you in his ways, that you might experience his wonderful peace now in this life and for all eternity.